so-called yogi, doing meditation and yoga practices, confined to himself on the top of some mountain, Himalaya or any other mountain, for a number of years, absorbed in his own practice or in his own experience, some time or the other he will have to come back to this earth again, begin over his life. And it exactly really fits in the another explanation Baba had given, that when anybody goes to Baba, if that person is just a man, not knowing anything about yoga, not having done any so-called spiritual practices, it's easy for him to lift him up from where he is. Because he is so simple, he is so receptive, and he is not burdened with his preconceptions, and especially of those of certain practices having been performed by him, given him an impression that he really spiritually so high, or he has attained the goal, and he may not have actually attained it. Why has it again to come back to this earth? Why has it to take another birth and then begin over again? That means to say all that he has learned before, all the practices that he had gone through, he will have to unlearn himself. What is this type of yoga, what is this type of practice where a man feels himself having been advanced so much spiritually, he is not, he has to come back again and begin over again like an ordinary man. The simple reason for this, as explained by Baba, is that a man does certain yoga practices, he gets certain experiences. He has got to his debit the impressions of so many past lives, which he, for the moment, sets aside. He puts a blanket on it for the time being. All those impressions, puts a blanket on it, and that is to his debit. And he goes on some other way, and goes on doing certain practices and gets certain experiences, and thinks himself that he is advancing. Maybe he gets some experiences, yogic experiences, which are not really and truly spiritual experiences, but he feels that way, that he, to feel certain thing and to be in a certain spiritual state are two different things. So, he doesn't bother about what he has, what an amount of debit he has got on his side, which he has acquired or contacted through the past life. He keeps it aside, bundles it aside, and it is buried in his subconscious. It has to be worked out. Baba says any impression, especially a gross impression, is to be worked out by another activity. Without activity, it cannot be washed out. Supposing a man has created certain impressions for himself in the past life with doing certain activities. So, to erase those impressions, he cannot go into meditation and recede. It's a way of an escapist. He wants to escape what he has inherited for himself in the past life. To work that out, to work out his destiny, he has actually to do some action in the world with the physical body, so that those actions which he is carrying all along may be erased. And Baba helps you towards that. So, this yoga, maybe how highly it is talked of, how beneficial people may look upon it to be, for the moment it may give a man a good health or maybe a little peace of mind. It has its own advantage, temporary advantage, but it really does not solve the problem of man's life at all. He has to come back again to just wipe off those previous impressions and wipe off by getting into physical activity in the physical body, without which there is no way out. An impression gotten out of a physical activity in some previous life has to be worked out in this life through a physical action. He cannot work it out through a meditation. Meditation only is concerned with the mind. The body is at rest all the time. So it means that a man wants to do some other business. He has got to his debit $10 million on one hand. He wants to score something by making some money by doing a little business of yoga practices on the other. Maybe he earns $1 million. But still he has got $9 million to his debit, which he has to work out. Even he doesn't get even $1 million. He creates other impressions by doing that meditation and going through other yogic practices. This addicts to the old impressions, he has to come back again, take the physical body and work them out through activity. Baba says, without activity, an impression cannot either be, cannot be erased or cannot be worked out at all. So somebody had asked me this question. If there is any other question, he may immediately ask me. Physical activity means looking after your husband, children, doing business, all the duties, the circumstances under which you are placed, you see. Young boy, he has to go to school, he has to learn the studies. If he grows old, if he wants to marry, he marries, he looks after his wife, his children, does not waste and while away his energy. Anything and everything that is done. Physical body means these are all physical movements. This is not sitting on one side, you see, and just meditating and letting your body be at ease all the time. Is it clear?